We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Swing and a drive, right center field. This one is falling. It's a base hit. It'll go up the alley. Rutland will score. Ruiz around third. He is being waved home. The Phillies have won the ball game. Ruiz slides. Rollins has won it. They stream out of the dugout. Rollins balls near third. This game is over as the Phillies strike again with two outs in the ninth inning, and they have a 3-1 lead.
Well, that's what it can sound like when the Phillies play playoff baseball. You know, we're going to play the ultimate Phils montage coming up today at 12:30. Last year, you might remember, John, during the shutdown portion of the pandemic, it brought tremendous tears from me. I mean, I was very emotional. We'll play that at 12:30 today. And that's what it can sound like. And that's certainly what it can also sound like here on WIP with Scott Fransky on the call. Scott Fransky in L.A. there in that case. Big moment. Jimmy's double back in 09 off of Broxton. And we're hoping for great things to come with this group of Phils team, this group of Phils players in 2021. Let's talk to our first guest of the day. You just heard his voice. He is now entering his 16th season announcing Phillies baseball, and he'll be calling the action today, 3:05 first pitch here on WIP, Mr. Scott Fransky. How you doing, Scott?
I'm doing great, guys. How are you?
Good.
Super.
Scott, when you hear a moment like that and you reflect back, you know how special it can be. It hasn't been for a while, but when you think back, you know how special it can get around here.
Yeah, you're right. I mean, just listening to it, sometimes you can forget. I guess you get far enough away from it, you forget what it's like. But, those kind of moments can happen again. And I don't know if 8,800 is going to sound that way today, but I would imagine it'll be somewhat emotional just to have folks back in the seats.
Yeah,
that'd be great.
It's going to be great, Scott. It really is. Again, Scott now entering his 16th year of Phils baseball. Scott, this team, what do you think makes this team different than last year that can propel them to the playoffs?
Well, I think they have a little more depth pitching-wise, certainly in the bullpen. You know, again, nobody expected their bullpen to be that bad last year. I mean, as you guys said a few minutes ago, it's just historically bad. I mean, you've never, ever seen anything like that. And I'm guessing if it had been a 162-game season, they wouldn't have ended up that bad. But they were, and they're better this year, I think. Dave Dombrowski said it the other day, maybe you leave spring training, you feel good about it, and it all goes haywire on you. But I do feel like they have a little more depth. They have some more weapons to choose from, and that's a good thing. I still think the offense is in good shape, if healthy. I think they're in pretty good shape. I think they'll put some runs on the board, and it's up to the pitching to hold the line.
Scott, how do Matt Moore and Chase Anderson improve our rotation?
Well, I mean, I think Matt Moore is – I mean, I think both of them represent some, sort of upside potential, I guess. I don't expect either one of them to end up, winning 15 games or, being part of a Cy Young conversation. But I do expect, certainly in Matt Moore's case, if he's healthy and if he pitches like we saw in spring training, he can be a guy that does win 10 to 12 games for you and keep you in just about every game and get into the sixth inning. Chase Anderson is a guy who's had flashes during his career. He's veteran depth is really what it comes down to. And honestly, guys, they could probably use another one like that, they're not going to go through with five starters.
Yeah, yeah.
They'll probably not go through with seven. So I think they're going to need more arms.
Jeez. All right. What do you expect from Rhys Hoskins in 2021?
I expect him to continue what improvements we saw, what turnaround we saw. I'd say a year or two, a full year, you know, with Joe Dillon. I think they've connected pretty well, and I think he's helped Reese get a little more back on track. I know a lot of people are kind of pegging Reese as, in a way, a little bit of a linchpin in the offense.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's probably predicated on the fact that he had some really up years and some really down years, you know.
Right.
So people want to see the really up year, and people want to dream on what that can look like for the offense. Is he going to be a 30 home run guy? Certainly he's got the potential. Looked like he was going to do it 2 years ago and just got stuck and had a horrible second half. So time will tell. I think he'll have a decent year. I think he'll have a good year. And I think he'll erase some of the doubts by season's end.
How much improvement should fans expect from Alec Bohm?
I don't know. He's pretty good last year.
Right. I'll take that again.
Yeah, do that again and you'll be fine. I think they can definitely – they should expect some improvement defensively. I think he has to improve defensively to you know, hold down that position. That would be a big thing for the club, for their infield defense in general, if he can do that. As for offensively, you know, I think some of the sheer numbers, you know, homers, whatnot, can go up. I just want to see him continue to have the same approach.
Right.
You know, how refreshing was it to watch him go to right field over and over? You know, especially with two strikes. You know, we've had this discussion in this town for years, and it, you know, goes all the way back to Ryan Howard. It's like a strikeout is not the same as every other out.
Yep.
It's just not. And for a guy to be able to, if you put the bat on the ball, like they're trying to impress with Roman Quinn, put the bat on the ball, put it in play, and good things can happen.
Mm-hmm.
You may not get a hit out of it. You may not get a homer out of it, but it's okay to change your approach with two strikes and, you know, get a pitch to work with and you know, hey, take the single the other way. Because that's, you know, again, every pitcher-batter matchup is a battle. Sometimes you have the upper hand. Sometimes you're, you know, fighting from below deck, if you will. And if that's the case, why not adjust your strategy? It makes total sense mm-hmm. to me. I don't know why it doesn't make more sense to everyone else.
Scott, I'll tell you, as someone who is below the deck myself as a ball player, I was I was choking up when it was an 0-0 count. Just getting ready for that.
Yeah.
Hey.
But, I mean, hey, know, as Charlie always said, know thyself, you know?
Exactly right. Scott, we don't talk much about the defense. I mean, it's just something that kind of flies under the radar, but it's really not great. Should that be a bigger focal point, you know, for fans to recognize that they're probably a below-average defensive team and that could impact them in a negative way?
Yeah, I mean, I think they should be better defensively than we saw. I think, you know, their outfield defense is going to be predicated a lot on Andrew McCutchen because he can't DH. He's going to be in the lineup. He's got to be left. And that means, you know, to me he looks healthy. Looks like he can run better than he did last year at any point. So that's good. That should improve his defense. You know, Quinn just doesn't – for me, Quinn's got to improve if he's going to play more center field. He's got to be better defensively.
Mm-hmm.
I think those are two areas that would really help. You know, Didi's solid. You know, again, Alec Bohm's got to improve. Reese can improve. I think I got no qualms with the guy behind the plate.
Right. How confident are you with Adam Haseley, center field situation?
Playing defense, I like him. I'm not sure offensively. I think, you know, again, he's a young player. I'd like to see some growth out of him this year, and hopefully they will. He's going to get plenty of cracks at it. But I don't know that we're there yet. I think he's got some ability, but he's got some work to do as well.
Scott Fransky with us here. Scott, you know, it was a short.
And by the way, guys, look out your window. I'm driving by. Wave. Huh.
All right, I'll give you a wave there if you're on Market Street. All right, there you go.
Hi.
Hey, Scott.
We, for you.
Hey, thank you.
Yeah, we like that.
We do.
Short season last year and different, obviously. But what stood out to you watching every game, every pitch of a Joe Girardi managerial style? What stood out to you on Girardi?
Well, I tell you, for the most part, I like the things he does. It hasn't taken me long to understand the things he's done. You know, whether you agree with it or not is different, but it's understandable, and he's got reasons for why he does what he does. I think I'd like to see him. I'd like to see him manage with a bullpen that can get some outs. Because,
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, I think, yeah, I've said this before, but I've had a lot of people remark to me, you know, when they hired Joe, they were like, hey, watch how he manages the bullpen. He's really good at it. And, you know, last year it got to be almost, I mean, there was no string he could pull that was the right one.
Right.
You know, it just didn't matter. So I'd like to see, I know he likes roles for his guys. I'd like to see him be able to establish that. And instead of having to deal with a fire drill, you know, with five different roles, you know, maybe he can adjust one at a time. But for the most part, he's got a bullpen that's getting outs. And I'd like to see him have that opportunity because I think that's where we'll start to see, where he makes his money. I mean, I like the way he did the lineup last year. I liked what he did utilizing the DH. You know, this will be a different test for him going back to the full-on National League style, with pitchers hitting.
Yeah, right.
Assuming they keep that for the whole year or whatever. But, I mean, that to me is going to be, you know, a little bit of a different wrinkle for it. And, you know, I mean, that factors into how you use your bullpen and the roles you want your bullpen guys to be in.
Absolutely. Scott, have a wonderful call today all season long. We're rooting for the – let me put it this way. You stepped in a Philly and it got real special real fast and stayed that way for 5 years. And you must be like, hey, what happened to the postseason? I want to call those games again. We're rooting for it. Scott, have a great call, and we look forward to talking to you through the season. Thanks so much for jumping on with us on opening day.
You bet, guys. Happy to be here, and let's go Phils.
Give us one more honk, Scott. A honk for the playoffs.
That guy, not sure what I'm doing.
See you,
thanks, Scott.
Thanks, man. There he is, Scott Fransky. Good stuff.
Awesome stuff.
It's stuff. If other callers want to honk for the playoffs, we'll take it.
We will.
You know, all those years ago, Angelo had the honk for Herschel campaign. It was 1992. Honk for Herschel. Herschel was a free agent. I think he had been let go by, I want to say Minnesota, because he was Dallas to Minnesota. So I guess he was out of Minnesota. And the Eagles needed a running back, and they had a good team. And we thought maybe it'd be a great team. And Angelo had the honk for Herschel campaign. If you want to honk for the playoffs today, we'll take it.
What I want to know is, we talked about it, the montage coming up later today. We heard the Fransky call. You even sound like you got a little choked up listening to the Jimmy Rollins call there.
I did get choked up.
Are we going to have tears today?
That's what
I
want to know.
I did not cry.
You
but
hear it? You could, oh, it's clear.
I didn't notice it.
I didn't cry, but it was
expecting that at all.
I wasn't.
So I wasn't keeping an eye out for it.
It was beneath the surface, but it was not far beneath the surface.
So we're definitely getting tears today. Jeez. When we play the montage. Like, lock it in.
Probably. I mean, we'll see.
Everything to me.
Listen.
Let's go to the phones. 888. I'm sorry to cry. I'm just very emotional.
Yes, how about this? Aside from the Phillies coming back, right? I'll talk from my own personal standpoint. I get to go to a let me put it this way. I am choosing to go to a Philadelphia sports event today for the first time in, you know, I don't know what it's been, 14 months. I don't know what it's been.
It's awesome.
It is awesome, but it's so weird to me that when things get awesome, your body's reaction is it cries.
Yeah, it does. It does. It's just,
I mean, it's awesome. It's awesome. Like my whatever body reaction is, I get like a surge of adrenaline. I get fired up. I'm ready to go hit someone.
Yeah.
And yours is you. Tears start flowing out of
yet
your eyes.
Yet again, another example
and your
of why
nose
you two
runs.
Are the most opposite people in the history of the world.
Well, I will say this. When we played this, and we'll play it again coming up at 12:30 today, what we call the ultimate Phillies montage. It's some of the great Phillies calls of all time, some of the great moments in Phillies history. And I remember when we played it before, there were multiple people that hit me up, either friends on text or mostly what I remember is Twitter, where people told me they also cried. I don't know. Your reaction's going to be whatever it's going to be. I will tell you this. I highly encourage you to be tuned for 12:30 today because it is a spectacular montage of Phillies baseball. Spectacular. 12:30 today here on WIP. Let's go to the phones. Let's talk to Joe in Mayfair. Hey, Joe.
Hey, it brings me back to my favorite moment was Mother's Day of 93.
Yeah.
Harry Callis's call of Duncan's grand slam off of Lee Slip. Smith was probably my favorite call of his of all time. I don't know if it's part of your montage, but that day in the beginning of 93 was my favorite Philly season of all time, bar none. Even though I didn't win the title, that 93 team had so many memories that I'll remember more than the 08 team for whatever reason. I don't know.
I actually am in the same boat with you, Joe. I mean, maybe it was an age thing. I was 15. But yeah, the 93 Phils for me is my favorite Phillies team of all time.
Yeah, the Milt Thompson over the wall, the Moore and Dean triple play.
Yep.
So many little memories. This year's Phillies team, the key for me is I don't want to see a box score where I see 3 2/3, 4 1/3.
Yeah. Good point, man. God, I'm so. We had not talked about that. I'm so glad you brought it up. Go ahead, Joe.
So, last year's team, besides the bullpen, we couldn't get a starting pitcher going 6+ for more than 2/3 of the games, and that's what hurt us as well. I think the Jake Arrieta, the Nick Pivetta's, the Vince Velasquez box scores are, thank God, gone. And if we can get our top three to give us 6+, 7+, I think the Phillies will contend. They should contend. When you have a bad bullpen and you can't get a start five innings out of your starter, it's a long season. So hopefully analytics don't play too big of a part in our starting pitching. Hopefully as the season goes on, when the arm strength gets more, that Mr. Girardi allows the top three to go 7+ instead of 6. I think that's going to be huge for our bullpen, and you have to definitely have one closer. I don't want to see this bullpen by committee like we've always had. We need someone to stand out. Someone take the responsibility in that bullpen, take the ball, not have any fear. If you blow a save, you're going to blow a save. Come back the next one and get it.
Yep.
So the revolving closer
door. I don't
know
if that's the way they're set up, though. I think
they can be. I think Alvarado can be that. You need that. You have to have specific roles in the bullpen. You just can't have a revolving door.
Well, at least
you
at least
someone from their
Girardi did, I think, for the most part, establish that last year. Now he had to make adjustments because guys were failing in their jobs. But there's no question Girardi adheres to greater structure in the bullpen than Kapler did. Kapler was all over the
brutal.
Place. Yeah,
brutal. The key for the lineup, and I said this a month ago when Philly spring training started, I believe that Alec Baum will be an MVP candidate. 310. 30 bombs, 40 doubles, hitting in front of Real Muto, Harper, and Didi. He's going to have the most RBI chances on this team. He makes tons of contact. Reminds me of Jason Worth. I really think this guy's going to put up the best numbers on the team across the board, and will be a top 10 MVP candidate and carry this team to 89 and 92 wins and probably get a wild card. I don't see him winning division. I think the Braves are far away the best team. 88 to 92 wins. Hopefully get them a wild card. If they can win a division, that's great. But I definitely believe they're going to win more than 81 games.
All right, Joe, give me what you got here. Who or what had a run?
I haven't won in over a month, and I guarantee you I'm talking to the right crew today. For 25 years, Atlantic City was the place to go to see shows, to gamble, to have a great Friday night with all the casinos, and you can sports book and you can go anywhere you want with casinos everywhere. It's had its run. It's over. It's done with the Steel Pier, the Taj Mahal. You can go on and on and on how great Atlantic City was for a good 20-year run.
Right,
I enjoyed going down there and playing poker all the time, and
we got
it's
you,
over
man.
And done with.
We got you, man. AC. Hmm. I don't think the mayor AC would appreciate Joe's call right there. The current mayor. James, what do you got in there? Some information?
Some bad news for the other NL East teams. Buster only tweeting out the Mets Nationals game tonight is being postponed because of COVID issues.
Hmm.
So I know the Nationals have had a positive test. I guess there's fear of more positive tests or whatever.
Well, makes sense. You know, err on the side of caution. You got plenty of time to make up games. It could be something as simple as playing tomorrow or a doubleheader. You know, I don't know if they have the off day tomorrow built in, but. And by the way, the Phils have that ridiculous build-in off day tomorrow, right? I hate that
off day tomorrow. I hate it. Look, just have a game scheduled. If it rains out today, tomorrow's opening day. I hate it. It's so annoying to like start today and then be like, well, no baseball tomorrow.
It drives me bananas. But, hey, look, that game, it's going to happen. That's still going to happen. And obviously, they're trying to be careful with it. 215-592-9494. Our next caller, John, you might remember when the Philly season ended in October, or September, I should say, he vowed that he would not watch the Phillies. I don't know if it was ever again or for next year or for 10 years, whatever it was. He would not watch them for some length of time if they did not re-sign JT Realmuto. They re-signed him. He He is engaged to talk Phillies baseball. He is Darren in South Philadelphia. Hello, Darren.
What's up, Joe? How you doing, buddy?
I'm glad you're still in, Darren. More importantly, I'm glad Real Muto's still in.
I am, too. Let's go, Phil. Let's go. Hey, Joe, I just want to start off by giving you the biggest compliment ever. You are the world's greatest guy. We all love you so much. You are awesome. You should be voted the sexiest man on planet. April Fool's, Joe.
Well, I don't know. Darren, here's the thing about audio on WIP. We can save that audio.
What is it? The beautiful thing is my brother.
You know what I'm saying?
Never allow you to do it. You don't know how to do it. James does, so I'm good. But anyway.
Hey, let's remember, I came up in this business as a producer. I know how to get my hands dirty with the machines.
But you are a dinosaur when it comes to technology, so therefore I'm not worried about it. If you were to go in that studio right now, you wouldn't know how to do anything.
I would just tell a different producer. Seltzer wouldn't get it for me. Do me a favor.
James will scrub that from existence. I want to sit there and say I am not worried about actually, let me backtrack. You need to stop disrespecting Bryce Harper. You keep worrying about the overall contract, but what he brings to the team, he brings. He is worth his contract. Would we all like him to win an MVP? Sure, but that's an individual award, not a team award. Championships matter, not an NL MVP. So why are you so harped on this? Like, he does what he's supposed to do. He didn't have anybody around him last year because everybody was hurt. Reese somehow got in his head, and Scotty Jetpack. So let's see what happens.
Well, I don't think it's true. He didn't have anyone around him. I mean, JT bats pretty much right next to him all the time.
JT was hurt. And
he
was
got hurt at a certain point, but he played.
You keep forgetting it was a shortened season. It wasn't like he has not yet to get two full years, Joe. He had 1 year. He was pretty good, and then he had a 60-game season.
We'll see, Darren. We'll see. I mean, you know where I stand. I want Harper to be better. He's been very good.
I mean, everybody wants to be better. Every year we want them to improve, but we're not going to gripe on the man's you know, Joe, the way you do. Like, it's why we get a bad rep.
We get a new season to start evaluating today. We'll see how he does.
I have two more points. I have a bold prediction, and then I have a bet for you.
Yep.
I say by the trade deadline, the Phillies acquire either Chris Bryant. I said Chris Brown. Wow. Or we acquire a starter that is Cy Young worthy because we're going to be the first place, and I'll make you a bet on Phillies wins, Joe. And it's an easy one. If I win, you have to watch a movie that I choose. If I lose, if I'm not right, and you win somehow by an act of God, I gotta watch a movie you pick. Is that an easy enough deal? A bet that you can keep?
I probably won't make it. It depends on what you're thinking the number is. But I'll tell you this: I don't make bets that go against teams that I root for.
Who has the better wins, Joe? That's all it is.
I'm not ready to say my number. We're going to say our number later today.
I'll say my number, but do you agree to the bet? Then once you agree
to
it.
No, I do not agree to the bet.
Oh, you're no fun, Joe. But anyway, the Phillies are winning 95 games this year.
Whoa.
Yeah. 95?
Yeah. Yes, bro. That's how I feel.
Not happening. And, Darren, I should take that bet. I'm actually taking pity on you not taking that bet.
I don't need your pity. Save it and, you know.
Give me who or what had its run, Darren.
How about the Macarena?
Oh, sure.
Good answer.
Yeah. Nice one.
There's a thing.
Do you guys agree with that as a premise? You don't bet against your team.
So I put money on the over. I bet on the Phillies over.
No, I'm saying against.
Yeah,
I would not vote.
I don't do it.
Like even
people
if I thought
do it, it's called an emotional hedge. Like people do it. So you.
No, I know.
You win either way in their mind or whatever. Yeah. But I am with you. I never bet against my team.
Yeah, Jen. If I thought the Phillies were going to be under, I would not place the bet. Now I might not have as much money in the end because I could if I believed it and I was proven right. But I would never place a bet against my team. I wouldn't do it.
Well, it does put you in an awful predicament where you're almost rooting for your team to lose to win the bet.
Terrible.
So, I can get behind your side of that.
We'll talk to the King. Howard Eskin at noon. Also, your chance to win $1,000 at noon. Ultimate Phillies montage today at 12:30. And up ahead next, over-unders for the Phils. Some of the key players, home runs, batting average, all that good stuff. We'll see how the odds makers stack it up, and we'll go on the record with how we think these players finish. Joe to Cameron, John Ritchie. Phone calls all show as well on 94 WIP.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.